From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open today's program with music of saxophonist, flutist, and clarinetist Pat LaBarbera. He was born in Mount Morris, New York, in Livingston County, not too far from the Rochester area. Hello to our listeners there on Jazz 90.1. For the last 40-plus years, Pat has called the Toronto area his home, and he's worked extensively with various jazz groups throughout Canada, and he's best known for his longtime collaboration with the great drummer Buddy Rich. This is from one of his albums as a leader, a 2001 release on the Canadian Just in Time label, the album From the Heart. Unfortunately, when I acquired this album, the version that I acquired did not come with any of the liner notes, so I don't have the exact personnel for this release because this is a very elusive album, so it would seem. I can't find much info about it, even on various trusted music websites. But I believe among the personnel on this release are Pat's brothers Joe on drums and John on trumpet. We'll listen to Phantasm. Thank you. That's music from drummer Scott Clark and his Fortet, hailing from the Richmond, Virginia area, with Cameron Ralston on bass, Jason Scott on sax, and Bob Miller on trumpet. That track also featuring two special guests, J.C. Cool on bass clarinet and Brian Hooten on trombone. The opening track of the album Bury My Heart, an album inspired by the novel Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee, authored in 1970 by Dee Brown, a book documenting the tragic and true story of the various Native American tribes of the American West in the late 19th century. As I said, we heard the opening track of this release, Broken Treaties. Pat LaBarbera on reeds before that, from the album From the Heart, we heard Phantasm. Continuing on in a free jazz, free improv vein for this next set, and we'll begin with a Canadian trio from the Vancouver, British Columbia area, calling themselves Waxwing. The trio consists of Tony Wilson on electric guitar, Peggy Lee on cello, and John Bentley on a variety of saxophones. A track from their 2015 Songlines release, the album A Bowl of 60 Taxidermists, the track Dune. Thank you. That's a duo from Norway, consisting of Ingebrigt Haukerflaten on bass and Aukan Kornstadt on sax. From a 2008 release on the Compunctio label, the album Elis, and all of the track titles are in Norwegian, we listened to Achmon Jeg Star Inade. Before that, a trio from British Columbia, Canada, calling itself Waxwing, Tony Wilson, Peggy Lee, and John Bentley, respectively. From the album A Bowl of 60 Taxidermists, we listened to Dune. You're listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find more info about the show by visiting our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1608. We'll turn to some classic jazz funk to wrap up the hour as we turn to the 2-CD set on the Verve label entitled Move to Groove, the best of 1970s jazz funk. We'll begin in 1978 with Chick Corea on electric piano from one of his post-Return to Forever sessions, the album Secret Agent. This track featuring Alan Vizzuti on trumpet and longtime Chick Corea collaborator Joe Farrell on sax. Fickle Funk. We'll be right back.
Yeah. stuff up to know he's having some fun.
Selections from the two CD set Move to Groove, the best of 1970s jazz funk, a 1995 compilation on the Verve label. We began with Chick Corea from 1978, Fickle Funk, featuring Alan Vizzuti and Joe Farrell, among others. Then from 1973, Ahmad Jamal and more great Fender Rhodes electric piano. From one of Ahmad's forays into jazz funk, the LP Ahmad Jamal 73, and I'm sure most, if not all of you, recognized that. That was indeed Stevie Wonder's Superstition. After that, from 1972, Roy Ayers on Vibes, and a previously unreleased cut that was recorded during the same time that the sessions for the album Red, Black, and Green were recorded. The track Party Sex, featuring, among others, Harry Whitaker on keyboards. And lastly, the Ohio Players, and an instrumental featuring Clarence Satchel on flute. And I don't have much background info on this track. I'm not even sure when it was released. The general consensus that I found online was either 1975 or 1976. The track, There It Is. This is a nice compilation, especially for anyone just getting introduced to classic jazz funk. Other artists featured include Hugh Masekela, Candido, Mandrill, George Duke, and Cool and the Gang, among many others. And that does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch with the show, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. And the blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.